Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're gonna dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Hour number 3. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. That inflation thing is real, Joy. I had breakfast yesterday somewhere I really like. My daughter and I got in the car afterwards, and we're like, that's a lot of money for breakfast. The pancakes were great, so was the breakfast burrito. That's a lot. And my takeaway is,
I think I know where you went.
I know.
I'm not going to say it, but I think I know where you went.
It's a great place. It's on Wilshire.
Yep.
Starts with an H. Very
nope,
good.
Different.
It's fantastic. But it's like,
yeah, stuff is expensive.
Coffee bean prices up, I guess. I mean, I guess everything goes up, right? Inflation.
That's
everything.
How inflation works, yes.
Yeah, everything goes up. I'm going to have to make those eggs at home now.
You are not going to start making eggs at home. I do not believe you.
Listen, one time I said on the air, I got a little, it's sticker price to see what coffee costs at a coffee place. It's sticker shock. It's a lot.
Very rarely do I get alarmed at how much things cost anymore because I live in Los Angeles and I'm obviously privileged to not have to worry about it so much. But also, if you're going to go into a coffee shop, you're choosing to pay for the coffee. It's not like you're just paying for this cup of coffee. You're also paying for the labor of making the coffee that you've ordered. That's why it's expensive.
Well, why was the labor so reasonable 5 years ago?
Because stuff is more expensive now.
In Cincinnati, Cincinnati, you can
You're not moving to Cincinnati, Colin. Stop.
You can get a $2 cup of coffee in Cincinnati.
And I'm sure it's delicious coffee.
I'm just being obnoxious. All right. We'll have our NBA superlatives, playoff superlatives later. It's been a lot of drama. It's been a lot of fun.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
By the way, I want to make sure that I temper it, you know, because a lot of you, as we all keep winning all these championships in California, it's Colin just does a California show. When I used to work at ESPN, they would talk Jets. The Jets are terrible. California teams are good, and they're winning. Some good news out today for USC. I'm not going to get into it. I just don't want to belabor it.
Just say it. There's no way you're not dropping this in the show.
So a betting service
Yes.
I'm not going to give it credit because it's not the one I work for.
Correct.
But a betting service has come out with...
Over-unders.
Over-unders. Generally, fans bet overs. You're almost always better to bet the under because they're sucker bets. They want you to bet the over. Fans are optimistic, my team. So Lincoln Riley just left and took over a mess at USC. Without having seen him play a game, coach a game for the 4-8 Trojans, the over and under on USC's win total next year, a 4-8 team is 9.5. Oklahoma, just losing him and the quarterback he took, 8.5. I mean, that is a facial. That is, we haven't even seen him coach a game yet. And they're like, yeah, USC will be better than Oklahoma. What? It's facts. I'm doing facts. I'm sorry if the data and the facts get in the way of it's amazing. So Oklahoma's
are going to be impossible during college
Oklahoma
football season.
Oklahoma won 11 games last year with Lincoln Riley. Now they're an average team.
Do they have Miami's on there?
I'll go look during the break.
Okay.
Let me guess Miami's. I'd say it's 8.
I think 8.
7.5 to 8. No, they have a good quarterback. I'd say it's 8. They have a good. They have an NFL quarterback. So Cristobal will make them more physical. They'll be fine. That is amazing, though. USC 9.5, Oklahoma 8.5.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
TJ Hushmanzada, Fox Sports NFL analyst. He is. He works with a lot of these high school athletes and these college athletes, and a lot of times you don't do it for the money. You really love the kids.
If the kids are watching this, they'll be like, "Yeah, he doesn't charge us."
You do it for the kids. By the way, we were just throwing it out. I just want to throw it out there. And people have been very critical of me because they think I've become a USC homer. And I always liked USC. And they got this Jordan Addison kid, and they're moving a bunch of players in. You tell me, what are you seeing with NIL? Because you talked to all these kids. Are they getting greedy? Is money everything? Just tell me the big picture what you're hearing and seeing with the name, image, likeness business, because everybody's freaking out about it, and you're actually talking to kids.
The numbers aren't what people are saying and perceived to be. It's not that high, but the kids are like, if I can get this money and play here, why wouldn't I? And it's no different than a coach. You're making $3 million. You get an opportunity to double that and make six. They always leave. And so the players, if they can make money, which they are, they're going to leave. But it's nowhere near as much as being reported.
Are you worried? For instance, the media often conflates these two. A coach is often 50, so he's had like six jobs, and so he's ready to make a lot of money because he's like didn't make any as a grad assistant or as a position coach. But now we're talking like 19-year-olds getting $7 million. I don't even know what I would have done with $7 million at 19. I know what I do it now in my 50s. Are you concerned with NIL that you start paying these kids and it's like they think they've made it? Because I've heard coaches say, you start paying a quarterback $4 million at 19 years old, I do worry about what it does to the locker room, what it does to him. He's a kid.
It's concerning, but I would rather the player get that money than not get it. You don't know how they're going to react. Some will handle it and some won't. You just don't know. The majority of the guys, if you have any type of financial literacy growing up, your parents, a family member, you're going to be okay. It's the kids that didn't have that, which I didn't. I would have been okay with this. But a lot of guys that came up how I came up would not, because you just feel like I've arrived.
Right.
But if somebody's going to give me $7 million in 19, my train of thought is, you're giving me $7 million in 19. What you going to give me at 25? So I'm going to keep working because I can see there's more to come.
Right.
And so you just don't know how guys are going to react. But when you talk quarterbacks, and you were the, I tell people all the time, you do such a good job with the making quarterbacks aware of, you're a quarterback, carry yourself all the time that way.
Yes.
They know. If you give it to a quarterback, for the most part, they're going to be fine.
That's right.
They're not going to misuse, oh, I got all this money and be the big dog in the locker room. They're going to handle it the right way because they are a quarterback all the time on and off the field.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, are you surprised at all that he's got virtually no market?
No, I'm not surprised. And I actually think Baker is solid. He's a solid quarterback.
I agree.
It's his personality and the way he talks and just goes about things. Like when he was being talked about this offseason, they acquired Deshaun Watson and I want to be traded. What was surprising to me? Not one guy said, man, y'all need to get off Baker. Baker is not that bad. Baker, not one guy that he played with the Cleveland Browns came to his defense. Yeah. Not one.
Yeah.
Somebody would have put something up on Twitter. Not one. That concerns me. I don't mind the attitude that Baker has, and I've said this 1,000 times. Baker, you got this chip on your shoulder. You were the first pick, bro. Like, you were the first pick of the draft. Why do you have this chip on your shoulder? What happened in high school and college, that is no longer the case. You are the number one pick in the NFL draft. Stop talking and go play. But it doesn't surprise me because people don't want that personality because the production isn't giving you more than a personality is giving you.
So, as you well know, you've talked about this, is that we all, our personalities form. You've got kids. The child psychologists always say by 8 or 9 years old, your kid is what they are. They're going to be taller versions of that, right? But if you looked at your kids, you could tell the funny one, the quirky one, the quiet one, the social one. I can tell all 6 kids in my life, they're just different versions. They're the same version of 9 years old. They're just taller. And so when I look at Aaron Rodgers, Aaron has had trust issues with his family and teammates. This is not my opinion. It's well documented in that game, as Joy and I talked about against the Niners. Like, he didn't trust the number 2 receiver. So Devontae Adams leaves, and he's got they have like 3 drafted receivers. The rookie from Clemson, Amari Rodgers, he brings in an old Sammy Watkins, and he's not there for OTAs. And I'm thinking, listen, dude, Brady was at Jesuit High School. I saw a video from a helicopter working with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Stars. I do look at this and I think, you're just not going to, like, Aaron, this is your thing. You're not a trust, you don't trust a lot of teammates.
It's concerning.
I think it is too.
It's concerning because whoever's the guy, y'all don't have that chemistry, that relationship to where trust, we all know, takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. So you would think the more I get to spend around you, the more reps we get, the more you learn me and vice versa, that trust, we can try to speed it up. Oh, he doesn't need to be there. You're saying that because you want him there and you don't have a choice but to say that. He needs to be there because who's his number one receiver?
They don't have one.
When it's 3rd and 8 and it's man-to-man, who are you going to throw the ball to? You want to figure that out now. See how he moves. When his body does this, oh, he's coming out of his break. I can let the ball go now. He knew that with Devontae Adams. It's going to be Sammy Watkins. It's going to be Randall Cobb. It's going to be Christian Watson. It's going to be Amari Rodgers. You just don't know. And so I don't get why he isn't there. Trust takes time, and training camp isn't enough time.
So George Kittle was talking about Travis Kelce, and he said, kind of boggles my mind. He's a wide receiver. He deserves wide receiver money. And safeties and tight ends are the lowest paid units in the National Football League. Safety, I agree with. I do think tight end has changed. I don't think you can marginalize the position anymore. Literally, we're spreading them out wide. First of all, they're better athletes. They used to be like, if you could find a block, a guy that could block and catch, now it's like some of these guys, you could just move them outside. Travis Kelce could be a slower receiver. I mean, he what do you make of sort of the fundamental change to football? Do you still view the receiver as more valuable based on what he can do in an offense? Or do you think the tight ends, the great ones, have caught up?
I believe the receivers are more valuable, but it's not a wide of a margin as it used to be. And I say that because a receiver can one play bomb you from anywhere on the field and it's a touchdown. Not many tight ends are going to do that. But the tight ends also do block. It's been this way for a while. When they say name the best tight ends, you never name the best blocking tight end. You always name the best receiving tight end. Who's the best tight end? Kelce, Kittle, Waller, Andrews. They all really pass receive better. Kittle's a great blocker as well, but it's the receiving tight ends. It's just going to take one of them to hold firm on being paid like a receiver, because this thought of, oh, you're a tight end, you get marginalized, your pay is this or that. Kelce is balling like a receiver every single year. He's putting up stats like a receiver every single year, but he's not paid as such. Now, the receiver market has exploded in the last couple years. Prior to that, you would say he was somewhere in the market with some of the top receivers, and you get to the bottom 10.
Yeah. We on this show never tell an athlete to take less, although I do think you get...
You know what? Let me cut you off. What? Kyle Pitts changed the market now. When you're up in 3 years, go get paid like a receiver, because he's that next young tight end that could possibly change that.
All right. Jadeveon Clowney. So I'm a run it back with Cleveland. I got bigger offers. I'm coming back to Cleveland. Mistake or not?
If he had bigger offers, there's just no way you take a 1-year deal for $11 million with incentives if you have bigger offers. There's just no way. I don't see that. And so I believe going back to Cleveland was his best offer. And they're putting it out there that he had bigger offers. I don't believe that. Because if you did, you would go because you let it be known. I had a good season. It's time for me to get paid. I just don't see another team offering him more money. And he says, oh, I'm going to take less to go back to Cleveland. Yeah, they have a good team. Yeah, he's playing opposite Myles Garrett, so he gets a chance to get blocked one-on-one a ton. But it's a lot of uncertainty also at the quarterback position, what's going on. I don't believe he had better offers outside of what he signed.
I always feel in the NBA, because players have ancillary income with shoes, that I would take less. And again, 82-game schedule, being on a bad team is a miserable life. It's a terrible life. And if I make $11 million in shoes or $12 million in shoes, I'll take a little less for the team if I can be on a winning team. In the NFL, my career doesn't last as long. And if I'm on a bad team, it's only 8 road trips. I'm not playing that much.
I know he was the first pick, and so he's made a lot of money. But he said, I got to get paid. That's what he said when he had seven sacks this year. I got to get paid. He played 14 games, so he was available. You signed this late in the offseason, pretty much late May and June, and you go back to Cleveland, I just don't see it. You're not taking less in the NFL because you're always one play away from missing a season. You start missing a season and you're close to 30 or you're 30, they're going to say, oh, he's going downhill. And that may or may not be the case, but I don't believe he had a better deal. That's his agent spinning it, I would believe, because if you did, why wouldn't you take it?
I was thinking about this. You coach receivers all the time.
Correct.
And a lot of what TJ tells me, I'm not going to put on the air, but there's some you like, some you don't. But you give me a lot of information I can use on the air. So I'll tell you a move I really liked. So Allen Robinson to the Rams was Sean McVay. And I thought it was a great Rams get. Is that Allen, because the Bears offense has been so meager and Fields as a kid, I don't think most fans understand how good Allen Robinson is. The Bears offense is, it's like the third best in their division. Now it's probably the fourth best. So, and I look at that move and I thought to myself, Allen Robinson's doing that because of McVay and Stafford. I think he thinks to himself, I'm kind of a star, but I got to get to the right people. And so when you watch Allen Robinson, nobody puts him in the elite class. What is he to you?
Number one, have you seen him in person?
No.
He's big. Like, Allen Robinson is big. He's 6'3", 210. Like, he's not a small dude at all. He can create separation, and even if he doesn't create separation, he'll go get the ball.
Yeah, no, like, he's a very aggressive guy.
He'll go get the ball, and he's never played with a quarterback like Matthew Stafford. And Stafford was the reason that I picked the Rams to win the Super Bowl last year before the season started. I think that highly of him. McVay has shown that he is the coach of coaches. But you just the Rams were terrible when he got the job. Jared Goff supposedly couldn't play with Jeff Fisher, and he was a stud with McVay. McVay's a great coach. Allen Robinson's a really good receiver. He'll shine. He'll shine with the Rams because McVay's going to put him in position. But he also has the best receiver coach in Eric Yarbrough in the league. The Rams, that's what gets underrated. Their receivers do well. Nobody talks about Eric Yarbrough. Eric Yarbrough is the best receiver coach in the league because he actually played the position and he can teach you. The guys in the NFL, they don't really teach you how to play your position. They teach you the game. Yarbrough does both.
Yeah, he was a good college coach as well.
Yeah, he was my coach. That's how I know I'm speaking from experience. He does a great job of teaching you the game and your position. And the guys that play in the league, they know what I'm talking about. Your coach, very rarely can he get you better individually. You do that on your own.
TJ Hushmanzada, Fox Sports NFL analyst. Catch up on game. LeVar, Plaxico, TJ on the weekend. Saturday, 12 to 2 Eastern on Fox Sports Radio, as always. And now he's going to leave the set. I'll go to Joy, and he'll give me inside information that I can't always use on the air. That nobody is more tied in than this guy. Great seeing you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, it's no secret the NBA star players have a lot of influence on the roster and what happens around them.
Sure.
And LeBron has been criticized a lot for acting as sort of a shadow GM with his teams. And Kyrie seemed to confirm those rumors last week on the I Am Athlete podcast.
LeBron was like behind the scenes. What's his nickname that they like call him? The GM?
Yeah, he's the GM.
He's back right there like, yeah, he's going home.
Say
right
now. What's his nickname? You know he the GM.
He is the GM. Yeah, he the GM.
He put that whole squad together.
He put the squad together. I wasn't mad at him. I was like, all right, bet. So this is how it goes.
That's dope.
What a huge reveal there. And he did play with him in Cleveland, where we absolutely know a big part of LeBron going there was getting all of the power and influence that he wanted.
I had
which in that situation, I actually felt like he deserved. Like, the only way, if I'm LeBron, if I'm leaving Pat Riley and the Miami Heat to go back to Cleveland, where you scorned me and put my face on urinal cakes and wrote books about me and had beer about how I'm a traitor and that ridiculous letter from the owner, the only way I'm going back there is if I make all of the decisions, and I actually want everyone to know that I'm in charge of everything, because there's no other way I'm bringing my brand and commerce back to Cleveland without that.
Well, I think there's a time, you know, that the star quarterback, the star soccer star, or the star NBA guy has the kind of influence where you just, you know, I mean, let's be honest, let's just keep him happy. I think LeBron, because he now averages 56 games a year, I think he's moved out of that space where I'm going to give him that leverage. By the way, it's okay. I wouldn't have given him that leverage the first 3 years in the league, or probably his last 3 years.
Right.
So I think LeBron's moved out of the, I'm going to let you do carte blanche. I think, for the record, I think Aaron Rodgers has moved out of that.
There's a lot of responsibility and criticism that comes with having that much power, which... It can be a good thing. You could recruit guys. You can say this doesn't work on this roster and whatnot. But if it doesn't work, you also get the criticism for it. And that stays with you. I think that where you are matters as well. Miami is a well-run organization. Pat Riley is an executive that has a long history of success. Yeah. They're not going to just turn over the organization to you. It's not going to happen. Cleveland, you have nothing. There's no reason why you shouldn't give LeBron everything he wants.
Right.
What do you have to stand on? Nothing at all. Terrible organization, run terribly. Bringing LeBron in, who now has the blueprint of how to do things and how to win from Miami, makes that make sense. Now here with the Lakers, it's a completely different situation, because while they aren't well run at all and were terrible before LeBron got there, they have a long history of success and legacy. And when things go badly in Los Angeles, people remember for a long time. So every dynamic is very different. I didn't have any problem with him being the shadow GM in Cleveland, and I'm sure Cleveland fans didn't either, because you got a championship, so it all worked out. So Game 4 between the Heat and Celtics is tonight, and there are a lot of injuries that everyone is dealing with. Miami announced Tyler Hero is out with a groin injury. Jimmy Butler is planning on playing tonight, even though he left Game 3 with a knee injury. Kyle Lowry, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, and P.J. Tucker will also warm up tonight with the intent to play. And then on the Boston side, Jason Tatum is probable, suffered a stinger in Game 3. And Marcus Smart and Robert Williams are both listed as questionable. So everyone is playing with guts right now on both sides of the ball tonight. It's just that point in the season.
This is another, we said this earlier, Boston's gotten breaks in this series. There's another one. Tyler Hero.
Sixth man of the year. You can say whatever you want about Tyler Hero.
So Larry missed the first two games. Tyler's out here. Butler didn't play the second half. And you're down to a less talented team. Do not tell me if you lose this series, you're discouraged. It's beyond discouraged. You've gotten every break in this series physically.
I mean, nobody's giving the Miami Heat any respect, which is totally fine. But to your point, this Boston experiment has just been going and going and going. If you are truly that team that everyone is praising and everyone is ignoring the Heat, then yes, you should win. You should absolutely win this series. And you have to take advantage of breaks. Yes, like they took advantage of the breaks with Milwaukee. It's not even a break. Injuries are going to happen. They happen every single postseason.
Marcus Smart was a late scratch in Game 1. Miami took advantage of it and crushed them. You have to win these games convincingly. Butler misses the second half.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry's out. The veteran, Boston is trailing the series and they're getting all the injury breaks.
Yes. So they're favored by 7, according to Fox Bet tonight. So in the USFL, the Birmingham Stallions kept their undefeated streak going with a 33-17 win over the Michigan Panthers in week six. They're the only team without a loss this season and are pulling away in the South Division. At the bottom of that division is the Houston Gamblers, who lost another one in heartbreaking fashion this weekend. The New Jersey Generals pushed the ball over the goal line for a touchdown as time expired to beat the Gamblers 26-25. We're showing that there. So this is the third straight game that Houston has lost in the final minutes. They got to figure out how to close these out. So these are the week six results for the USFL. Tampa Bay Bandits lose to the Philadelphia Stars 35-28. Birmingham Stallions over the Michigan Panthers 33-17. The New Orleans Breakers over the Pittsburgh Maulers 26-16. And as I just mentioned, the Generals beat the Houston Gamblers as time expired 26-25.
I watched the Houston Gamblers jersey game yesterday. Football's not bad. We're playing it. A lot of playmakers.
Yes. A lot of talents, a lot of great scenes, and getting to know the players. And, you know, it's developing. Yep. We love to see.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there. What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
By the way, I forgot. Are you going by Dr. Joy Taylor? You're a doctor of humanities.
I technically do have a doctorate, yes, but yeah. It depends on who's asking.
What if I'm asking?
You do not have to call me doctor if it makes you uncomfortable. But for some of you out there, it is absolutely Dr. Taylor, and you know who you are.
That's awesome. All right, so we're going to do NBA superlatives. Best, worst, most surprising in the playoffs. Here we go.
Okay. Which team has been the biggest disappointment? The Nets, the Suns, Jazz, or 76ers?
The Suns. I mean, they were the number one seed. They won 8 more games than every other team, but the hole in their game was they weren't a great three-point shooting team. We acknowledge that. And in the playoffs, sometimes you have to play from behind, which they didn't a lot in the regular season. And Chris Paul in Game 7 did not make a basket until the Suns were down by 40. Mm. So, like, I love Chris and I love the Suns, but that was the worst Game 7 home performance I've ever seen in my life.
Meltdown.
I can't think of a second one.
No. Which team has the best duo or couple? Tatum and Brown, Butler and Bam, Steph and Clay, and Luka and anyone else on the Mavericks?
Well, Steph and Clay, to me, led all the players so far in three-pointers. That's the game. And it's, you know, there's just something I suggested this to an NBA person about a month ago. Could you trade Clay Thompson? And his opinion was, that would make Steph very unhappy. These guys are joined at the hip. I mean, it's very, very few. I mean, if I said Jimmy Butler left Bam out of Bayou, you'd be like, all right. Like, you just can't see breaking these two up. They are joined at the hip.
Whose injury changed the postseason the most? Chris Middleton, Joel Embiid, or Ja Morant?
I think it's Chris Middleton. I mean, I've never loved him, although I thought he had a really good playoff last year. But they're a 500 team without him, and they average almost 10 points a game less without him. So in the end, he's a two, but they don't have a lot of elite perimeter shooters. Drew Holiday is more known for his defense. Giannis, early in his career, more defense. Middleton's their three-point shooter.
Which star player is most likely to break up with their team? Harden in the Sixers, Kyrie Irving in the Nets, or Donovan Mitchell in the Jazz?
Well, I think Donovan Mitchell because you can get something for him.
Yeah.
And with Kyrie and Harden, I think you're limited on what you get in return, and you want to make that work. But they lost in the first round of the Mavs, so you're going to run this thing back. And I think Donovan Mitchell on a good team could make a good team great. And I think they kind of want to reboot, and I don't think he's happy. And so I think it's always easier to trade a guy when I can get really good pieces back.
Which team are you the most wrong about? The Suns, the Heat, or the Sixers?
Suns, I had them winning the championship. They had the best net rating in the league. They're the second team in league history to win 64-plus regular season games and not make the conference finals. So I know I'm not alone on this. I can take heat, but I'm not the only one that was shocked at their Game 7 performance. In fact, down the stretch of the series, I was surprised.
Which star player, you love Magic, which star player had the best disappearing act? Chris Paul, James Harden, or Kevin Durant?
James Harden was outscored by Gabe Vincent of the Heat.
this graphic is staggering.
Look at how few shot attempts.
Yeah.
He doesn't even shoot the ball.
Maybe it's something in Philadelphia, you know?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't like to shoot there. Which player has been the most dramatic? Draymond Green, Luka Doncic, Patrick Beverley or Marcus Smart?
Patrick Beverley called Chris Paul a cone because he can't guard anybody. I mean, by the way, this was his reaction after a play-in game.
Yeah, I think this is why people were like, you remember, was the reaction to this moment was a little split. Like, some people were like, you're being ridiculous. And other people were like, yeah, it's kind of fun. And when you look at how things ended, it's kind of like, yeah, it was just it was a little much. It was a playing game.
Right.
It was a little playing game. Which team is most likely to succeed, win the championship? The Heat, Celtics, or the Warriors?
Warriors, who, it should be noted, are 3-1 against the Celtics and 3-1 against the Heat. Or, excuse me, 3-1 combined against them. Also, teams that have a 3-0 lead in the series have never lost a series.
Well, yeah, I mean, the series is over. That's why we didn't mention that.
You know what the number is? 146-0.
It's not happening.
It's over.
Who has been the MVP of the playoffs so far? Jason Tatum, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, or Jimmy Butler?
I got to give Jimmy Butler credit.
Yay!
Think about this.
I knew you were going to get that one, right?
Think about this one. So he averaged 21.5 points in the regular season. In the playoffs, he's averaging 28.
Yeah.
So the idea that you play better defenses and better players and jump in points per game, and I also think he is truly the soul of the team, because one of the things you can't replicate, he plays like, it's like Michael Jordan intensity. Like, he is obsessed with effort. That's something I don't think you can teach. Guys have it or they don't. And I think the culture of Miami is intensity and passion. They're not always the most talented team. You don't outplay the Heat or outpractice them. The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't. Head to netsuite.com/herd. Special one-of-a-kind financing. Speak for yourself around the corner on a Monday. Live in L.A., it's The Herd.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.